Well, good morning. We want to welcome all of you this morning. We are so glad that you're with us today on this first Sunday after Christmas. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about feeling that pressure to be joyful during the season, by talking about the joy of Christmas. So let's begin and stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship this morning. We gather this morning ready to listen. We gather this morning ready to learn. We gather this morning ready to love. We gather this morning ready to worship. Well, we're going to sing a few of those Christmas hymns that we don't always get to sing. We're going to begin with "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," number 134, and we're going to be singing all four verses there. Oh, wait a minute. Did I do the wrong one?
"It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
Wait a minute. What do we have? Yes, we do. And guess what? Hang on a minute here. There we go. I switched up. It's not the new year yet, so thank God. "It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings. Or all the weary world above this sad and lonely plaint, they bend on hovering wing, and ever over its pebble sound the blessed angels sing. And yea, beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hour comes swiftly on the way. Oh, rest beneath the weary moon and hear which now the angels sing. Well, let's join together for our opening prayer this morning. God of abundant joy, Meet us here in this sacred space. May our hearts and minds be open to your call as we worship and praise your holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to sing our next one, and that is O Little Town of Bethlehem. And hold on while I back up. Here we go. O Little Town. You may be seated. Sorry. 143, if you'd like to sing out of the book. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. God the King, and peace to man on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear this God. I don't think there's any kids here today, so even Rhea gets a break. Weren't we thinking you were going to be gone? Yeah, that's why I was wondering. So, well, let's go to our time of prayer this morning. If you would have a prayer, joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, we'd appreciate you to take a moment to share those with us. And then we will go to prayer. Somebody this morning. Yes.
Continued prayers for my son-in-law, please. And my daughter could use them also. Her name is Lisa.
Okay. Ian and Lisa. Okay. We will do that. Somebody else.
For my goddaughter, Danielle. She's nursing and she's passing blood clots through her milk to the baby. And she is sick and now the baby's sick. And she is emotionally a mess.
I can imagine. Holy mackerel. Yeah, wow. Definitely want to keep Danielle in our prayers then this morning. And I thought I saw another hand. Yeah.
Yeah, from the prayer group, Brooklyn. And I don't know that actually means. I don't know.
I will say more about that in a moment. Yes. Yes.
And then Rosie, my neighbor, she's still in the hospital after the gallbladder and not doing good. Howard Super, they moved him into the hospice unit there at Garfield.
Okay.
And then the baby Jack Mason, we need to keep him in our prayers.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay, so several there. We want to remember Rosie and Howard and the family, and for little Jack and David and Katie, or mom and dad, and definitely. There's been much improvement on Jack. You want to help me out, Rhea? I'm trying to remember that last text we got from Jody, and Jody gets those from Katie. So he's off of oxygen now, if I remember right. And did they talk about him maybe going home soon? But I don't know how much longer that'll be. It could be a week.
He's happy to take care classes for when he does come home.
Yeah, because there'll be some things they'll have to, specific medical things they'll have to deal with. Yeah. And, but yeah, there's been some real healing that has taken place there with Jack. And we're very, very thankful. Because I never explained it. When he was born, they knew this before he was born. But anyways, his heart, the left and right chambers were reversed. And so the way it works is oxygen is brought up from the lungs, goes in the heart, pumps out through our body. His was doing the opposite. And that's why they had to go in there and reconstruct those chambers and everything. So, yeah, that was a, yeah. So it was a real miracle. Thank God for surgeons with those abilities to be able to do that. I really do thank. Thank you so much, especially the prayer chain that's been praying for Brooklyn. One of the last things I had heard on the morning of the funeral is that it looked like her leg was dying. But later in that evening, a new doctor had come in on that Saturday, yesterday, and says, I'm going to start treating you for some other things as well. And all of a sudden, they were getting a pulse in her ankle. And if you don't know, and you may not know, she had blood clots that were poof, 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 all the way down her leg, and they thought they were going to have to amputate her leg. And because blood flow was not there in oxygen. And when they had cut open to relieve pressure in her leg, all of a sudden they started seeing pinkness come back into her muscles. Let me tell you, folks, if you don't believe in miracles, this is one. Because right away when all this happened, they were talking about she may have to be amputated. Now, we're asking for continued prayers because her levels and whatever that is, creatine numbers or whatever in the blood tests, is way high. So there's concern about her kidneys, but her kidneys are still functioning well. So there's another miracle. Some things are so thank you. We have like multiple churches praying for her, and we just keep praying for her, and we'd appreciate that so much. And I did kind of want to say this as a side issue, getting away a little bit from the seriousness there. I still believe in miracles because the Bengals won yesterday. So, somebody else this morning have a joy or concern? Yes. Thank God for that. Yes, thank God for that. And so somebody else, joy or concern?
Unspoken,
yep. And I saw another hand, yep.
We are expecting our third great grandchild, a boy.
Oh, in April, that's great. I love to hear those little tidbits there and stories about what is great going on in people's lives. So, yeah.
Unspoken.
Yeah. Somebody else?
Well, just all the Christmas with all
That's great. That's great. And I was glad to hear that, and from a few of you others, because I was also getting reports of a lot of families sick. There's been some issues of COVID and other sickness going around. And so I just wrote that down. We want to keep some of our families in prayer and church families, our own personal families. I know my brother and some of my nieces and nephews were sick and everything. So we appreciate your prayers on that. Anybody else? Oh, yeah. And I have heard some people battling that also. Yes. Some of the stuff that I was hearing was like respiratory and in the head and all of that kind of, you know, cold kind of stuff and everything. So, but we have heard a few with the COVID issue arising again. So, anybody else? Okay, well, there's lots of different needs there to lift up in prayer, and maybe you came in with something today, and or for you or your family or whatever it is, and you can lift that up to the Lord, and maybe some of these names that come to your mind that we talked about, and then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, as we pause today, we are so grateful and thankful for your wonders that you do, the greatness of what you do in people's lives. Lord, when we stand in the gap and pray and we ask for your grace and mercy in people's lives that are facing desperate situations, and Lord, we do lift up to you the ones that have been mentioned today. Lord, we pray for Ian and Lisa today, God, for your continued touch there. We pray for Rosie, God. Lord, we ask that you would have mercy and turn that situation around as she is recovering from gallbladder surgery, God. And Lord, we lift up Howard and the Suber family there, Lord, and ask for your grace and your comfort and peace there. Lord, we lift up little Jack to you and thank you for the recovery. Thank you for the giftedness of the surgeons that were able to operate and turn that around and correct that and the giftedness there. We just ask for your continued healing and recovery for him and your continued peace and strength for David and Katie, God, through this all. Lord, we lift up Jean this morning, God, and ask your continued touch upon her and your healing and for others, Lord. As I have been hearing the past few days about sickness and families and everything going on, and we just ask for your healing touch and your presence and strength, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Jody's sister Jill as this next coming week here. She's going to go through another treatment, round of treatment. God, that you will be with her and bring healing to her body and strength and help her not to get nauseated or sick through it all and just be with her, we pray. And Lord, we lift up the Davidson and Delcamp and Egbert family, God. Your continued peace and love for that family and comfort. Lord, we lift up Danielle there this morning with the issues of being able to nurse there. Lord, I don't know exactly why is what's happening in her body is, but we pray for your healing touch and your grace and peace for her and for that little one, Lord, and that you'll be with them. Lord, we thank you so much for what you've already brought Brooklyn through, God, and we just ask that you would continue to bring those numbers down and bring healing. And thank you for the healing in her leg, the healing in her kidneys, and how they continue to function through all of it. We continue to pray for that you would complete that work as we trust you and thank you for it. Lord, we lift up these two unspoken needs today. God, that you would meet those needs. You know what they are. And we pray that you would grant your grace. And maybe for others, Lord, that lifted up something to you, Lord, during that time. Lord, we just join with them and ask that you would work in those situations and grant your grace and touch there as only you can do. And Lord, we continue to pray for those on our monthly list, Lord. So many of them that are going through treatments and facing more serious things. Some of them that are serving in our armed services and are in situations and areas where it's not always easy. And we just lift up all of those to you today and every one of those on there that need your touch today, that you would grant your healing grace and strength and peace and be with them, Lord, through all of that. And we thank you so much for that. Lord, thank you for the goodness and the praise reports and the joys and our the ability to be able to celebrate through the holidays. We think about family members and loved ones that may be traveling here this weekend and maybe next week and through the holidays, that you will be with them. Grant traveling mercies and watch over them. And Lord, be able to bring us all back together to worship you. And we thank you for all of those things today. And we pray for some that will be traveling and heading out. We think of Brad and Carla and her sister and husband. Lord, as they'll be traveling down south and a few others. Lord, we just ask that you will watch over them and keep them safe until they're back with us again. And we're thankful for all of that. As we ask all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you so much for praying with us, and it makes a world of a difference in people's lives. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord, and this is the last Sunday you can give for 2024 already. And so thank you so much. You know I say it every Sunday, but thank you so much for your faithfulness through this past year or this year, and as we go into the new year. And that we can continue to be a blessing. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. God of generosity, may your peace and your love seep into our hearts and offering, that your light and love may shine in our world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I forgot to mention somebody during prayer time, and that's Richard Walker. And I just want to ask for your prayers because Judy had shared, he is still at Miami Valley, and he was supposed to be 10 days to 2 weeks ago, supposed to get out of there and go into rehab, but they have been fighting Medicare, VA insurance, and all of that. And so would you just join with me for a moment here, and let's pray and ask God to grant some grace and favor in that situation. Lord, right now we just pause for Richard and Judy, and Lord, we especially pray for that situation that they are facing with him not being able to get into a place for rehab. We just ask that you would grant your favor and grace in that situation with the Medicare and with the VA and the insurance there, and to work all of that out so that he can get into where he needs to be and begin to recover and gain his strength back. And Lord, we just thank you for that as we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate you joining with me there for that this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is, well, I'm going off lectionary. Well, not technically, because this is the lectionary reading that we would have read on the Sunday that the kids had their program, which was the Sunday about joy. And it's funny because I had those two Sundays off from preaching, but I had started working on this message before that. And when I had just mentioned that one Sunday, the Sunday of the kids program, that the passage that we're going to read about how God sings over us rejoices over us with singing, I had several people after the service say something to me, what that meant to them. And as I was driving home that Sunday of the kids program, I'm like, Lord, do you want me to share that message that I had started working on? And so that's what I'm going to preach for you today. So let's look at the Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Rejoice, daughter Zion. Shout, Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed your judgment. He has turned away your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is in your midst. You will no longer fear evil. On that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, don't fear Zion. Don't let your hands fall. The Lord your God is in your midst as a warrior bringing victory. He will create calm with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you those worried about the appointed feast. They have been a burden to her, a reproach. Watch what I am about to do to all your oppressors at that time. I will deliver the lame. I will gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise and fame throughout the earth. At that time, I will bring all of you back. At the time when I gather you, I will give you fame and praise among all the neighboring people when I restore your possessions and you can see them, says the Lord. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to share one of the funny things that I shared. I think I share it about every Christmas. And so I know you've heard it before, but the Sunday before Christmas, Melissa James asked her Sunday school students at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church to draw a picture of the Holy Family, you know, like we normally think about during Christmas and Advent. When the pictures were handed in, she saw some of the youngsters had drawn conventional pictures, the Holy Family at the manger scene and the Holy Family riding on a donkey and so forth. But she was confused by the drawing made by little Joshua. She called him up and asked him to explain his picture, which showed an airplane with four heads sticking out of the windows. She said, "I can understand why you drew three of the heads, Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus." But she said, "Who's the fourth?" He said, "Oh, teacher, that's Pontius the pilot." Who knew the Holy Family had a jet and was flying around during Christmas? I want to talk to you this morning about the joy of Christmas. Every year when I speak to people, talk to people, whether it's at the church or just out and about Advent, although that's more geared towards people in the church, Christmas outside, and about the holidays, I often ask if they are looking forward to Christmas or are ready for it. Well, the kids are always excited to say, "Yes, we cannot wait," and everything. And I think I did that a few weeks ago with the kids down here. And then many times I kind of hear that from the adults too. But more and more over the last couple years, I've found, and I can see it in their expressions, that more and more adults are struggling to answer yes. And I wonder, and I've been thinking about why that is. Well, there's probably a whole variety of reasons. Whatever's happening in their family that year and so forth and so on. But it made me wonder, and I've shared this with you before, but it made me wonder, and maybe I have the answer, why someone changed the words of that familiar Christmas carol that we sang a little while ago. Here's how they changed it. So listen to the words. "O little town of heartaches, how troubled we see thee lie. Throughout thy deep and dream-tossed sleep, our fears go marching by. And in the dark thoughts dwelleth our everlasting fright, the dread and tears of all the years are visiting tonight." Wow. That is a change, isn't it? Somebody, whoever that was, and I don't know who came up with that, I think I found this 5-10 years ago on the internet, so it's been around a long time. Somebody, whoever changed those words, had to be going through something. And no doubt at Christmas time, we at times are a people that feel pressured to be joyful, even if we don't feel that way. I know my family over the last 2 years, and Jody's family, have been experiencing a couple Decembers that we wish we would have never experienced. As some of them, Dale and Jody, have said, we're just, and Dale said it again the other day, "I'm just going to take, when I get my 2025 calendar, I'm just going to tear out the month of December." You probably have been there before in your life, when it just seemed like it was one of those years with deaths and loss and health issues and everything else that we sometimes face. And I know it's hard, and it's been hard for Jody. If you weren't paying attention that first Sunday in Advent, when she was here, when we began to sing the first Christmas hymn, and then that family that first came up and lit the candle, she was crying the whole service, and she couldn't stop just because of everything that was going on and what we knew was happening. And it's not easy. And then when we got the news before the funeral about Brooklyn, who we had just spent Christmas with and laughing and joking, and then in an instant, blood clots. And she thought she was going to lose her leg. Maybe you have at times thought, like I have, I understand what the scriptures say, but I'm having a hard time living it right now. And at times, joy may taunt us. And so my question for us this morning is, how can the words of the prophet Zephaniah provide healing for us today? Let's talk about it. Two things. And the first one is not necessarily a point, it's a question. And that's this: is it possible to rejoice again after we face those times in life? Wow, what an important question. I believe the answer is yes. As you all know, we go through times of heartache and pain and suffering and loss and so many other things in life. And here's what I want you to see out of this. And it, again, it's not necessarily some significant spiritual points here I'm going to share with you, but I think it's something within us that we want or long for. And that is I think we want a happy spirit. We want a joyful spirit, don't we? Yet as life happens, sometimes things change, and all of a sudden we realize we've stopped laughing. We've stopped smiling until maybe somebody asks us, is everything okay? Are you all right? Are you going to be okay? You know, I mean, I could keep going on with those questions sometimes we hear. And when we do, we may want to rejoice and exchange our sadness for joy. But in those moments, we just don't feel it in our hearts. We also may want to let go of sadness and smile again. I think that's probably true for many of us. Let me tell you, I'm going to be a little open and honest here. If you ever meet me and I'm quiet and I'm not talking much, that's usually when something's going on inside for me. I don't get that very often, but there's times when it happens. And I know what the joy of the Lord is. I've experienced it way too many times. And I know what He gives us in our lives. And we might be struggling with what is happening in our lives like Israel was or Judah was as they were in exile, and that's the context of Zephaniah. They had lost it all. Many of them were taken away from their country into a Babylon, and they had lost their homes and their family. Maybe some of their family members were still alive, but they didn't know where they were. Everything that they had was taken from them in a moment. But somehow, and thankfully through the message and word of the prophet Zephaniah, they had to learn to let joy invade their being once again. I like what Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine." Isn't that so true? Isn't it a wonderful thing that we can come out the other side and experience joy again and laugh again and smile again? And that's all because of the goodness of God. And sometimes we work through that pain and we work through that loss and we work through what we're facing or those health concerns or those words that we heard from the doctor. And somehow we can rejoice again and healing begins to come into our hearts. Now, listen to me for a moment. I want you to hear something very important. Often we want to heal thinking that's going to bring us joy. Really, it's the other way around. God gives joy, and then we start to heal. And that's why through everything, if you read the earlier part of Zephaniah, he ain't sugarcoating it. He says, you're here because of what your choices you did and all of that. Now, I'm not saying that's where we are. But all I'm saying is, but all of a sudden, God tells Zephaniah, you got to tell them what I'm going to do. And they need to start receiving it. Because that's where the healing comes from. And here's the message of Zephaniah. God is with us always. When I was reading this and looking at this a few weeks ago, it just kept hitting me. In the midst of everything that they experienced and was going through, God never left them. They may have felt God left them or thought God left them, but God never left them. And it's so important that we understand that because of this. Part of the joy of Christmas is knowing that God loves us and accepts us and is with us through it all. And that's the whole story of Jesus coming into our world. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. But, and that never changes. God is always with us, even when we feel sad or lonely, or discouraged, or depressed, or whatever it may be. Twice the prophet reminds Israel in exile, in their pain and facing their loss and suffering, the Lord is in your midst. The Lord is in your midst. God was with Israel in her struggle and her pain and sorrow, and God is in our midst too. We don't have to let fear or anxiety or weakness rule the day, just like Zephaniah told them. The same exact words, fear not. You know, he talked about their worries and he talks about their hands falling, which is a metaphor for weakness. Have you ever been so down that you just, I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't even want to clean up the kitchen. I don't even want to, or whatever. We've all been there. Let me say something to you this morning. These too shall pass. Thank God we don't stay there. Thank God that God moves us through because God is with us. And not only that, but listen to what else Zephaniah said. God's love comes to us in those times and soothes us and renews us. That's a powerful thing. Something happened to me when I was driving out. I just happened to be listening to Joel Osteen. And he was talking, and you might hear me preach on this in the near future. He was talking about, he started going through scripture and talking about how Mary and Joseph, the prophets, all kinds of people, when they were going through the toughest times of their lives, how God sent angels to minister to them. And he even talked about Jesus. What does it say after Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit? He faced all those temptations. And at the end, it says, Matthew tells us, God sent an angel to minister to Jesus. It's a powerful thing to think about that. God's love soothes and renews us. And not only that, but when it says that God rejoices over us with singing, it means God accepts us, even when we're facing the toughest times. The LXX, the Greek version, says God will bring joy upon us in the midst of those trials. What happens? God lessens our burdens and restores us. And I love what Zephaniah said, by changing our shame and blame into fame and praise. Whew, that's powerful to think about that. And why? All because of Jesus. He's the one. What a picture of God as our Savior. God's love for us in Christ Jesus. Would you just feel that right now? I don't know if you can. I don't know where you're at or what you've been going through. Can you feel it right now? Can you just let God's love soothe you this morning and renew you? Do you know that God accepts you and is rejoicing over you with singing? And that God is able to lessen our burdens? Jesus said it this way, "Hey, lay down your burdens and take up mine. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What powerful, powerful message. God, the great God of the universe who spoke and it all came into being, rejoices over us today with singing. Let God's love just quiet the noise and anxiety in our minds and hearts today. May God's promises enable us to rejoice again. Despite the perplexing brokenness of the present we might be facing or have gone through or whatever it may be, I pray God fills every empty space and mends every broken aspect of our lives. And you know what? Mary wasn't exempt from this, because she was able to rejoice, even though Matthew tells us Joseph almost divorced her. Now you got to understand, in Jesus' day, when you were betrothed, engaged, the only way you could break that off was with a certificate of divorce. He almost did that until the angel said, "Nope, you're not going to do that, because something else is happening that's greater than you, Joseph." Mary could have been sad, but in the midst of all of that, she says these words from Luke, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit does rejoice in God my Savior." It's an old chorus we sang when I was a teenager at church. With blessed faith, may we sing the promise-filled songs of Christmas. And hopefully, we too will experience the joy of Christmas again. Or continue experiencing it. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a moment or two and shake some hands, greet one another, and share that blessing and peace before we close out with our hymn, "What Child Is This?" 140, if you would like to use the hymn book, or you can just follow along there on the PowerPoint. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where ox and lamb are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come Christ, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth magnifying the Lord. Love God and others, follow Christ, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God. Amen. Amen.